You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Coming up on 4 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, Gym Class for a absolutely gorgeous Friday coming your way here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. We do appreciate it. Our maintenance with 1600 continuing today, and we will hopefully get that taken care of very, very quickly. Thank you for your patience. We do appreciate that. And you listen to us on 102.3 FM. Or you can listen to us as well on the gym, OT 107.5 FM, 106.3 FM as well in Iowa City. Scott Unash, Buttons here in the studio. Buttons behind the glass across the way. And Mark Dukes on what is a beautiful porch on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids today. This is, you can't get much better than this for weather in mid-May, Mark.
No, that's for sure. It's my kind of weather, not too hot, not too humid. As you described, a picture-perfect day, and hopefully folks are enjoying it with a radio by their side.
Yeah, indeed. And as we mentioned, you can listen to us in a variety of ways. We do appreciate that. KGYMradio.com. If you have the KGYM Radio app, thank you very much for that. And your various skills out there. Again, however you're listening to us, we do appreciate it. Let you know right away, full disclosure here, and keep in mind that Jordan is a student first, and we were scheduled to have Jordan Bohannon on today from the University of Iowa men's basketball team. He had something come up as far as a project is concerned, and we will have Jordan on Monday, but he will not be able to join us today. But we are looking forward to talking to Jordan Bohannon coming up on the Monday edition of the Gym Class. So please tune in at that time. We always hope you tune in at 3 o'clock, but tune in for Jordan at about 3:15, 3:20 coming up on Monday.
Yeah, these things happen, and we're happy to accommodate Jordan working on a final project due later on today or tomorrow. But I have confirmed that Jordan says it should work for him on Monday, and we'll look forward to talking to him then. So most of all, good luck on the final project, Jordan.
That's the big thing. That's the big thing out there. They are student athletes first, no matter what we think. And that's what Jordan is doing today. So we will talk with him on Monday. So we do have a lot of things to talk about today. And we are going to have throw a Friday topic in there. And you posted a little bit earlier on, Mark, and people didn't have their usual amount of homework to get ready. But I think this one's going to be a very, very good one today. And I think we're going to get a lot of interaction with the folks coming up in about 25 minutes or so.
Yes, indeed. I've already received some response on my Facebook page, and the question and topic today is, what piece of sports memorabilia would you most like to own?
Mm.
Some have posted things they already do own, but plenty of things they would like to own. So we'll chew on that in the back half of the show.
Yeah, we will. We will chew on that in the back half of the show. And it should be interesting, the responses to that. And there is news of the day today, and of course, a mixed bag of news, as you might well imagine, and a lot of things happening. First of all, let's talk about Major League Baseball, and very sad day. Bob Watson passing away today. Not only a player, but also, of course, after his playing career, did a lot of things as far as Major League Baseball is concerned.
He did. Bob was 74, and he had battled kidney disease, and he played 19 seasons in the major leagues, and I think you and I and most will remember him as an Astro, along with the Toy Cannon, Jimmy Winn, among others, and really a very solid player. He did play with other teams, but later on he became the first black general manager to win a World Series, that coming with the Yankees in 1996, and a really solid career, if not a Hall of Fame, not a Hall of Fame career, but certainly a very solid career in baseball for Bob Watson.
Yeah, and you know, a very good player. Very good player, obviously. Is he known for what he did in his post-career more than what he did in his playing days?
Well, that's a really good question because, as mentioned, I think he worked in the front office of Major League Baseball for a time as well later in his career. But the fact that he did win a World Series ring as a GM for the Yankees was significant. He did a lot of things in 19 seasons as a player, but it's a very good question.
Yeah, and if you want to, hey, if you want to dive in on that question, let us know, 319-366-1600. That, again, is our text line here at KGYM, 319-366-1600. And you can reach us on the phone line, same number, again, 319-366-1600. As we say goodbye to Mr. Watson, unfortunately, we may be saying goodbye to more as far as baseball is concerned in 2020.
Yeah, just noticing about 15 minutes ago, John Hyman of the MLB Network and several other outlets tweeting that Major League Baseball teams are planning as if there's no minor league season. It isn't officially canceled yet, but that's just in the hope that there's a great improvement in virus data. Hyman goes on to say it still seems likely to be canceled. The proposal of a taxi squad by MLB to the union accounts for that likelihood. So while it's not entirely surprising to me, it's just a kind of a gut punch for baseball fans, certainly here in Cedar Rapids, across the Midwest League, you know, the I-Cubs, so on and so forth. And not just because there's not going to be any baseball, but these people, you know, these clubs have workers, the ticket, not only the full-time workers at the clubs, but, you know, the ticket takers, concessionaires, right on down the line. And these people not only love their job, they don't get rich off it, but they do depend on that income and during the baseball season. And that's who I really feel for. I feel for the fans, certainly, but I feel for the workers more than anything, much like other occupations.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. And everything being obviously the fight against COVID-19 and the coronavirus is affecting everything out there. So, yeah, it's an ongoing fight for sure. Ongoing fight for sure. And hopefully everybody we'll take that into account as you're having a good time this weekend. Hopefully not dodging too many raindrops. There are some chances for rain this weekend, but hopefully everybody can get out and get some things done at a social distance and adhering to all of the policies that are in effect right now. 319-366-1600. I guess a positive piece of news. It is a positive piece of news. This coming from Division III, our friends at the American Rivers Conference announcing today that they're not 100% as of yet, but their intention is to go on with their scheduled sports starting in the fall. Of course, they lost their spring sports, as did everybody as far as the NCAA is concerned. But at least as of right now, May the 15th, it is full steam ahead, I guess, for the American Rivers Conference.
Yes, this coming from the President's Council of said conference, which, of course, is largely the old Iowa Conference plus Nebraska Wesleyan. But the announcement coming down about noontime today that the President's Council of the American Rivers Conference announced its intention to conduct intercollegiate athletic programs this fall and for the entirety of the 2021 academic year. So there's quotes in here that, you know, of course, say things might change or whatnot. But this is an encouraging step, especially here in Iowa.
Yeah, it is. And it's not 100% yet. No, we're not saying that. You know, some things could happen. Again, we don't know how this is all going to play out. But as of right now, anyway, their plans are to go forward with things.
Yeah, the President's Council is going to meet again for its spring meeting on May 27th. That's That's a Wednesday, at which time they're going to use that time to coordinate the approach to full conference competition, according to Chuck Yergin, commissioner of the league, both for the regular season and for postseason tournaments. Of course, Chuck goes on to say, with our campuses generally, safety is our primary goal as we provide a robust competitive experience for our student athletes. So Steve Cook, director of athletics at Cook, saying he's happy that all nine conference schools were able to come together and make a decision during this time. So hopefully the forecast that the American Rivers Conference is foreseeing holds true. And that is that would be very encouraging news if the 2020-21 season goes off as planned, including the fall season of football.
Very much so. Very much so. Your thoughts, welcome at 319-366-1600. On the text line, 6429. Bob Watson had a brief cameo appearance in the Bad News Bears in Breaking Training. Who could forget, by the way, the Bad News Bears in Breaking Training? The Bears used the Astros dugout for their exhibition. Let them play. Let them play. Those that saw the movie remember that phrase.
I'll have to look into that. I don't remember that.
I do remember let them play, let them play. I completely have forgotten about Bob Watson being in that particular movie. I think that was the one where the Bears were in the Astrodome playing. I had to be. And, yeah, I don't know. Brief cameo appearance. So maybe that is what Bob Watson is known for the most, appearing in the Bad News Bears in Breaking Training. They probably should have stopped. The Bad News Bears original movie was very, very good with Walter Matthau and Tatum O'Neill et al. But I think they made a couple too many.
Probably did. Yeah, Walter Matthau was always funny, and wasn't he drinking a beer while he was coaching or
typically.
And yeah, I enjoyed that as well.
Very much so. 319-366-1600. Not the world's greatest mentor, but again, a different time, and it was a movie. So keep that in mind out there. 319-366-1600 again. Is the text line out there. We talked about the American Rivers Conference a little bit. Also, tip of the hat today to Bob Hilmer, the co-coach of the Northland Lynx. Was a coach at Forest City for many, many years. And it was announced today by Mike Hilmer, the athletic director and also the co-coach and son of Bob, up at Northland, that Bob is going to be stepping down as the co-coach and retiring at the young old age of 80 to spend more time with the family and spend more time with his wife. And a classier guy you're not going to find than Bob Hilmer, certainly. Just an absolute prince of a man, and knows more basketball probably than anybody else out there. And just a really good guy. 917 wins, two state titles, including sharing one with his son and grandsons as well. That happened in 2019 for North Lynn. And just as I mentioned, just a great guy.
Yeah, Bob had a career that rarely is seen and probably will not be seen again. 57 years as a coach. I mean, that's unheard of. Some people don't coach until the age of 57, but he was at it for 57 years. And you mentioned 2 years ago when North Lynn won the state championship, and you know, how could it get any better with coaching alongside your son and with two grandsons on the team? And I think we'd be remiss to say, Scott, you know this very well, that his wife was with Bob every step of the way.
Yep.
And continues to be. I think she was a longtime scorekeeper for Bob's teams, and very supportive in that regard. But hats off to Bob Hilmer, the winningest boys basketball coach in Iowa history.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that mark is ever going to be equaled or maybe even touched. You know, you got 57 years under your belt, for one. You just don't see many coaches stick around that long. And like I said, that mark may just be, you might want to put that in Sharpie for a while.
Friend Todd Brommelkamp weighing in, Bob Watson scored baseball's millionth run.
Oh, very good. Not while he was in the Bad News Bears and breaking training, by the way.
No, but Todd probably remembers that as well, but very interesting. I didn't remember that, and Todd, thank you very much for that.
Very much so. 319-366-1600 is the text line if you would like to weigh in. If you're looking for our interview with Jordan Bohannon, that is going to be on Monday now. Jordan had a project that was due, so he said he was sorry and said, how about Monday? And we said, yes, we will talk with you on Monday. So looking forward to talking with Jordan Bohannon coming up on Monday. And I've been talking about Bob Hilmer a little bit about baseball, a little bit about the Bad News Bears franchise, the American Rivers Conference playing. This weekend, Sunday, Darlington, South Carolina. Live sports will be back. There will not be a crowd, but live sports will be back for us to take in. And our question here today to you folks out there, and love to hear from you at 319-366-1600, is even if you are not a NASCAR fan, even if you are not a NASCAR fan, are you going to watch? Because it is live sports on network television that we can all view. And that is a question we're going to pose to everyone out there today. Michael Oss, our friend on Mondays, not every week during the spring and summer, but we talked with him on Monday. Not a big NASCAR fan. Told us he is going to be there with bells on and ready to go in front of his television. Maybe not with bells on, but he's much anticipating watching some sort of television event. Now, are you going to be in front of your television watching said race on Sunday at Darlington? That's what we want to pose to you out there.
Absolutely will be. I think that's a 2:30 broadcast start on Fox. And I know a lot of the drivers in NASCAR have been making the rounds on the national shows that I've seen today, and including Kurt Busch and Jeff Gordon. Of course, Jeff is in the commentating business now and not generally driving, but just kind of echoed what our friend Joey Gase from Cedar Rapids said in a recent interview that's available for on our podcast, that, you know, what do these drivers anticipate? And I heard Kurt Busch say that, you know, they're going to miss the fans the most. Yes, there'll be a lot of protocols that drivers and the teams will have to go through, and testing and whatnot. The cars go from the trailer to the track, and no practice, no qualifying. You described yesterday the way they set up the field. Brad Keselowski is going to be on the pole, but I'm going to be interested to see how it works. I don't know that, you know, when you're in the race car, that you necessarily see the fans. You better have your eyes on the track and your fellow competitors. But I mean, when it's beforehand and when it's all over, it's a big deal for drivers to be able to interact with their fans. So yeah, I'm going to be watching.
319-366-1600. That is a text line. In case you're wondering, Joey Gase will be going off 32nd in his Ford number 51 car. So that is what he pulled. And there will be a 40-car field that will take off on Sunday at Darlington. Folks weighing in, are you going to watch NASCAR this weekend? 3253. Not that desperate yet. Randy says, no, I will not. A couple people not, obviously not race fans, and that's fine, and they will not
that's
be.
That's fair enough, yeah.
And that's certainly fine. Fine out there. It just depends on your outlook of things, I guess. Also, I believe there's the golf on Sunday too, correct? We got the match with Matthew Wolf and in that group.
Yes, that's going to happen as well. The bigger one is the 24th with Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning. But yes, there is an exhibition. I think Dustin Johnson involved, Matthew Wolf,
Brooks Koepka,
and a couple others. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And
that will
Ricky.
Come up again. Yeah, Ricky Fowler. So, yeah, what are you more apt to watch? Like golf or NASCAR? You know, I'm not going to watch NASCAR necessarily for the race, but I'm going to be interested in the, you know, the social distancing they're talking about. I think the pit crews have been reduced in number.
Yes.
Just how all this comes together, because it is unusual, and I think I'm watching it for the unusual aspect of it more than the race itself.
Just for the curiosity factor.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are with you as far as the curiosity factor is concerned. I think NASCAR can get away with it a little bit more, being more of a quote-unquote normal, at least a little bit of normalcy, because they don't have to necessarily show empty grandstands. I'm going to be interested to see if they're going to have a blimp camera there, or if they're going to have a drone camera or something up on top. That will look weird with empty grandstands, completely empty grandstands.
Yeah, frankly, Scott, as you know, some tracks have had kind of empty grandstands.
Yes.
partially in recent years.
True. Yeah. And you're not far off as far as that is concerned with NASCAR, but you don't have, I mean, you can show the track from the inside or from your regular camera angles, and you don't even see, you wouldn't even see the grandstands or people in, you know, the lack of people in the grandstands, I should say. So that, it's going to be interesting. That's another facet of it. I'm going to be interested to see how television is going to attack this and see exactly how they show the race. It's just, there are so many interesting factors to this. I think that, that transcend racing even. It's broadcasting. I mean, this is a little bit of broadcasting history here, to be honest with you. And I hearken back to, what, 1978 or 9 or something like that. NBC had the grand experiment of a lousy Dolphin-Jet game, like in Week 16 on a Saturday. You remember that, Mark, when they
I do.
They ran the game without announcers?
I do.
Just a camera. And because both teams were out of the playoffs, it didn't matter. And the game at the Orange Bowl, and they just had graphics, and they had natural sound. And that was interesting. I still remember that. And I think you can find that on YouTube if you take a look at it. It's definitely out there as far as the internet is concerned. But that was also a grand experiment. And I think this will be a little bit of a grand experiment as well.
Well, how cool was that football game? And they never did it again.
No, they did not. That was a one-timer. That was a one-timer. Randy, thank you very much. You do appreciate the sport locally and nationally, and just don't enjoy it enough to watch it on TV. And that is fine. That is fine. 319-366-1600 at 327. We'll take more of your texts. Are you going to tune into NASCAR this weekend? Are you going to tune into golf this weekend? Golf is not going to be a whole lot different because it's just it's four people playing two against two. We've had these before. If you remember the Wonderful World of Golf, that was on ABC for a while. Before that, it was on networks. Before my time a little bit, but then the Golf Channel brought it back, and those were basically in front of crowds of, you know, 15, 20 people. I don't think that's going to be much of a difference. Certainly not like the NASCAR race is going to be.
Well, I think what you're not going to see, and certainly the NASCAR coverage this weekend, and I'm sure the golf as well, as those face-to-face interviews. For example, in NASCAR, when a driver gets knocked out in a crash, and the pit reporter is typically going to interview that driver and get his complaint about another driver, typically. And you're not going to get those interviews with the crew chief. You know, what's the strategy in the last 20, 30 laps? If it is, it's going to be with a 6-foot extension on your microphone. And when golfers you know, I don't think there's going to be the face-to-face interviews. Maybe they're going to be mic'd up, and that's not going to be necessary. But I think those types of things you're not going to see, and I don't know that I'll really miss it.
Remember, Charles Barkley is an on-course commentator for this thing, I believe, coming up on Sunday. So is Justin Thomas, by the way. So this could get a little bit interesting as far as the on-course commentary is concerned. Van on the text line, you better believe I'll be watching the race. Darlington is one of my faves. So thank you very much, Van, for weighing in here today. More of your texts, welcome. We're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to dive into our Friday topic here today. Again, Mark, which is?
The topic is, what piece of sports memorabilia would you most like to own?
There you go. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And we'll dive into that when we come back. It is the Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM.
Mother Nature's giving us all we can handle. And when it rains, it hails.
McGrath Family of Dealerships has over 2,000 new and pre-owned vehicles with minor to major hail damage. Marked down hundreds, even thousands off.
Combined with unheard of factory incentives, it's affordability when you need it most.
No payments up to 6 months, with 0% financing up to 84 months on the best new vehicles in our lineup.
And minor dings mean major discounts on pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs.
Every make, model, and budget of used cars.
It's a great time to be looking for a vehicle, and McGrath is making it easier than ever.
Stay safe and let us come to you.
Over the phone or in your driveway, we're here and ready to help with the convenience you deserve.
When it rains, it hails, and you save thousands on over 2,000 new and used vehicles in stock.
We can help. Text 319-774-4127 or get started online, McGrathAuto.com.
Hey guys, it's time for outdoor cooking at Vernon Village True Value.
Yeah, Jim. Like the Weber Smokefire EX4 wood pellet grill for just $999. Or a four-piece grill tool set for just $14.99.
Right, Hal. And Cowboy brand lump charcoal, just $12.99 for a 20-pound bag.
Hey, want their ad delivered to your phone?
Yeah.
Just text Vernon Village, all one word, to 71441.
Vernon Village True Value, 3501 Mount Vernon Road, Southeast, Cedar Rapids.
Economic stimulus payments will be hitting your bank account soon. In fact, nearly $200 million will be coming to area households. You might need that money for rent, mortgage, utilities, even food. But if you don't, KGYM encourages you to think of the thousands of local businesses being impacted right now. Waiting to spend those dollars at your favorite place when we're all on the move again? That'll be a huge boost for them and our economy. If you don't need it for necessities, save your stimulus and shop locally. It could mean millions of dollars for the corridor.
Test Iowa is a statewide initiative to expand COVID-19 testing, track virus activity, and protect the health of our state. You can help. Just go to testiowa.com and take the online assessment. You'll be asked about symptoms and other factors that may mean you should be tested. If you qualify, you'll be prompted to schedule an appointment at a testing site near you. It only takes a few minutes to do the assessment. By filling it out, you can help Iowa manage the virus and get back on track. Visit testiowa.com to learn more. Furnished by the Iowa Broadcasters Association.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brammelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
We welcome you back at 3:32, Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And a reminder, the Todd Brammelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next here on KGYM from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. on 107.5 The Gym OT, 106.3 FM. It will be the Big 12 show from Learfield Communications. And then tomorrow at 12 noon on 102.3 FM for sure. And we hope on 1600 AM as well, if everything is done as far as our maintenance is concerned. We'll have classic Iowa State action for you tomorrow. It'll be Iowa State basketballs, Cyclones, and Kansas from February 4th. 2017, and that game will be rebroadcast tomorrow, and that will start at 12 noon, again, 102.3 FM, and if 1600 AM has the maintenance done, we will all have it on that particular signal for you as well here on KGYM. Text line hot and heavy right now, 5232 talking about lack of fans in the stands, whatever the case may be. The strangest sport to watch without fans in the stands is going to be hockey. So much energy comes from the stands, and guys will will themselves along with it. And then I think he brings up a very interesting point. Plus, the sensors will be very busy if the natural audio is coming through. That is one thing I have not thought of yet. Very good, 5232, for bringing that up, because, yeah, you're apt to hear that. Now, let's face it. Every once in a while, a word that the FCC doesn't really approve of comes through at a sporting event. That has happened so many times. And now without the crowd, et cetera, behind it, there's another aspect to this. Are you going to be able to have the parabolic microphones along the sideline in these sports? Because they are going to pick up a whole lot of trash talk that you don't usually hear.
And that might be good.
Well, I don't know if I want my hockey on Cinemax or Showtime or whatever. But brings up a very good sign, a very good point on there. 319-366-1600. We are going to talk and throw our Friday topic out to you here at 3:35, and that is, what memorabilia from sports? Now, remember, this is from sports. If it was from history, I'd have a whole different set of items here to choose from. But what sports memorabilia piece would you love to own and possess? 319-366-1600. And you can reach us via the text line. You can also give us a call as well on our phone lines at 319-366-1600. They're already coming in fast and furious here, Mark.
Yes, they are. 9168 starts us off on the text line. Would like to have David Tyree's gloves from the New York Giants with the catch for the win over undefeated New England.
Ooh, did not even think of that one. Very good. Very good. This one's going to come up a lot. Matt in Fairfax, the baseball that Rizzo stuck in his pocket when the Cubs won the World Series in Cleveland. Matt and every other Cub fan. And that's when I wrote down World Series final ball from when the White Sox won over the Astros. So I'll just get that out of the way right away.
6936 would love to have a signed Ken Griffey Jr. jersey. He is my first favorite player due to the Super Nintendo game Ken Griffey Jr. presents Major League Baseball.
Very much so. Very much so. 5641, Sod from Lambeau Field. That would be a good one. A big hunk of sod or something like that. I know there are some football programs that when they get a road victory, they do carve out a piece of sod or even field turf, astroturf in the day, whatever the case may be. So you would just want the sod at 5641 from Lambeau Field. That's all you care about.
I know. I know on my one and only tour of Lambeau Field, which was great. Being a Bears fan, you got to go to places
like
Lambeau Field.
You toured Lambeau Field?
I did. I was visiting relatives up in that part of Wisconsin, and they asked me if I wanted to go tour Lambeau Field, and I did. I cursed both end zones while I was down on the field. But, no, it was a wonderful tour, I have to say that. It was.
I would do it in a second. Absolutely. Absolutely. You have that opportunity to go, and those tours are great. I know my son took the tour of Arrowhead Stadium. I have not been able to do that. He and his wife did that before they were married and said it was absolutely fascinating. And obviously, I think anywhere in the NFL would be pretty fascinating out there.
5232, I would love to have a game-worn Bo Jackson jersey. Absolutely. I would assume, is that football or baseball?
Both. Why not go both? Why not go both? I still think Bo Jackson, most incredible athlete during my lifetime anyway. I know there have been a ton, but I just I think Bo Jackson was a little bit even above and beyond, just why, from the things that he could do, both on the baseball field and on the football field. Incredible.
Oh, 27-52. How about this?
It's a little tongue-in-cheek, Mark.
Yeah. My favorite item will be a basketball signed by Todd Licklider, Pierre Pierce, and Steve Alford for my Hawkeye bar.
Oh, boy. Also gives us a possible poll. And thank you very much, 2752. As we have always said, if you have a suggestion for a future topic for Fridays, let us know. And you can do that through our Twitter accounts. You can also do that through KGYM Facebook. And you can also do that, of course, via the text line at 319-366-1600. We are always looking for topics for our Friday topics. Always.
Hey, Todd's playing with us a little bit.
Oh, he is.
He sees that every day. Come on, man.
Explain.
What was it, 2012, 2013 bowling pin from when the Rusty Nails won the Evergreen League, autographed and the whole works?
That is correct.
Was that in the studio or on your desk now?
No, it's it is on my desk here at the station.
Okay. All right.
And see.
Check to make sure it's still there when you leave.
I will. We may have to do that. 36-53, and I thought of this one as well. I did not think of the shoe, though. 36-53 would like the shoe that Rob Houtland had on when he kicked the field goal to beat Michigan in the number one versus number two game in 1985 at Kinnick Stadium for the winning points.
That kind of dovetails with our friend Eugene on my Facebook page. He would like to have the football from the kick.
And that is owned by someone, allegedly.
How about this, Scott? And your Chiefs were involved. Kevin on my Facebook page would like to have a Super Bowl I ring. Of course, the Chiefs didn't win that.
No.
The Packers did the first two, I believe, right?
Correct.
And I think I saw those rings are going for six figures, easily six figures these days. I think Jerry Kramer, a guard on that team, actually auctioned his Super Bowl I ring off. He didn't want to give up his Super Bowl II ring, but he auctioned off his Super Bowl I ring. And I think whenever he did it, it brought six figures. So, yeah, that'd be pretty valuable.
Yeah, it would. Kyle gives us a link to a Michael Jordan game worn 1985 jersey that Sotheby's is auctioning off or has auctioned off. Anything with Jordan on it is always going to be good. Anything with Jordan right now is probably gold. With the last dance going on right now with the final episodes to be aired on Sunday on ESPN. So,
Randy on my Facebook page, a man after my own heart. This was on my personal list, a pristine T206 Honus Wagner baseball card, but I would settle for a 1952 Topps 311 Mickey Mantle card. As you know, Honus Wagner's card is 1909, I think is the most prized possession in all of a card collecting.
I believe that is correct.
Only a handful of people have it in their possession. And the Mantle card, I think that's his rookie card. Todd would know, but 52, Mantle's rookie card, I believe, right?
You're in the ballpark. Yeah. You're in the ballpark up there. Let's see, $69.99, the football that Brett Favre held up at the end of the Super Bowl. It's at Don Beebe's house. That's what he adds, by the way. I will take his word for it. What do we got? 27.52, also from a sports legend. The glove that did not fit, O.J. Simpson. Now, see, that's clever because that's not only you can tie it in with sports, but it's also historic.
Sorry, I don't want any part of that glove. I really don't. I've heard stories from Todd Bromkamp, Mike Colas, when O.J. Simpson visited the USC practice prior to playing Iowa and how disgusted they were to see him, out and about. No, I don't want any part of that, but okay. I appreciate Anybody else wanting one?
Friend Corey saying the Mario Andretti winning car for the 1969 Indianapolis 500. The backup car, because the four-wheel drive Lotus that he was going to drive, he destroyed in a crash and went to a backup Bronner Hawk. And that won the 69 500 for Mario. So he would like that. He would like that. Brenton and Marion, a feather from the bird blown up by the Randy Johnson fastball in, he believes, 2003. Ooh.
Yeah, that's different. That's different.
That's a little bit on the macabre side there. Yeah.
We're talking today, getting your input on what piece of sports memorabilia would you most like to own? Scott, I'd be interested in hearing a couple from you.
Well, in the racing vein, I think it would be interesting to own a $2 bearing that went out on the Turbine car from 1967 that was absolutely crushing everyone at the Indianapolis 500, that went out with just a couple of laps to go, and Parnelli Jones lost the 500, and who knows what would have happened to the racing industry if the Turbine had won, how it would look differently and how it would have changed from then to now. It may not have, but it may have, and I think that would be a fascinating piece of sports memorabilia to have. So I put that out there.
Interesting. I'm going to throw one out here. I'd love to have the glove that Jack Morris wore in Game 7 of the 1991 World Series when he outdueled John Smoltz, pitched all 10 innings in a 1-0 victory that gave the Twins the World Series championship.
Yeah, very good one. Very good one right there. 3:45, keep them coming. We're going to take a break, come back with more of the sports memorabilia that you would like to own if you had the opportunity out there. 319-366-1600, that's 319-366-1600. Back with more after this.
Reimagine your outdoor living space with Alexander Lumber and Trex. Choose the enduring beauty and durability of Trex composite decking. It's engineered to eliminate time-consuming maintenance while providing superior scratch, fade, and stain resistance. In other words, you spend much less time taking care of your deck and a whole lot more time enjoying it. The experts at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander will help you create the deck of your dreams. Contact them today to start the design process. Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander, both in Iowa City.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, Iowa law prohibits price gouging. It is illegal to charge excessive prices for goods and services needed by disaster victims. This applies to items sold in stores, on social media, or online. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller will pursue price gouging complaints, and businesses or individuals found in violation could face penalties of up to $40,000. Report price gouging at iowaattorneygeneral.gov or 888-777-4590. Furnished by the Iowa Broadcasters Association.
It's time for some straight talk. Even though most live sports are on hold now, big wireless companies haven't stopped playing games. They're always trying to lock you into overpriced contracts. With Straight Talk Wireless, there are no contracts. It runs on America's best network, same as the big carriers, but you save up to 50%. $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. You might miss sports, but don't play games, you'll lose. Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
An auto policy from State Farm gets you collision coverage. And this radio ad from State Farm gets you coverage of this beloved 90s hit.
I hit a car. I hit a car. I hit a car. Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. It's gonna be okay.
It's gonna be okay.
My agent's gonna help me.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
There may be no games,
no practices,
No high fives.
But we're all still part of a team.
And we all have a role to play.
Right now, that means keeping our distance.
But still checking on each other.
Helping the most vulnerable.
And supporting our heroes.
That are keeping us safe.
Sports may be paused.
But the best parts
are needed now more than ever.
So let's all do our part to help our team.
Right now.
Hashtag one team, ESPN.
And we are back. It is 3:49 here on the Gym Class on a Friday on KGYM. Talking our Friday topic here, getting your reactions and your text. They continue to come in here as far as sports memorabilia that you would like to own, wherever that sport may be. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Thank you so far for the interaction. We do appreciate it. Do you have a couple more, Mark, to just throw out there right now?
Well, I have one in particular that would involve the signed scorecard from the 1955 U.S. Open when Jack Fleck, the club pro out of the Quad Cities, beat Ben Hogan.
Yeah, that would be good. I have two of them, both dealing with the Masters. The ball, Jack Nicklaus's golf ball from the final round, putting out on 18 in 1986. You knew that was coming, right?
Yes, I did.
You knew that one was coming. Speaking of scorecards, here's a scorecard I want. I want the signed incorrect scorecard from Roberto DiVincenzo from, what was that, 67? Right in there?
Somewhere in there, yeah.
From the Masters?
Allowed Bob Golby to win.
Yes, it did. In case you do not know the backstory to that, Roberto DiVincenzo had, I believe, well, he signed an incorrect scorecard. His playing partner wrote down, which I believe was Tommy Aaron, wrote him down for a 5 when he had a 4. It was signed by DiVincenzo, so that became his correct score. And instead of being in a playoff with Bob Golby, he lost and missed it by one shot. Now, he might not – I think it was a playoff. He might not have won the playoff, but still, he would have had the opportunity. But that is about as grating as you can get.
Yeah, I've seen the documentaries on that, and as you can imagine, it was just crushing for DiVincenzo. And Golby, who often appeared in the Amana VIP, wore the Amana hat, on tour, caught some criticism because a lot of people thought he stole the championship and really had to persevere through a few tough years of criticism in that regard.
Wasn't his fault. Was not Bob Golby's fault. So, yeah, that's too bad that always played out that way. 8761 on the text line. I would like the glove from Kerry Wood's 20 strikeout game in 98, which the anniversary of that just came and passed, I believe a week and a half or so ago. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, 8761, for that.
I wouldn't mind having, and he's been on our show multiple times, either the shoes or singlet that Dan Gable wore in the 1972 Olympics.
I said Dan Gable's singlet he wore in his final wrestling match. So I can we can go with that. So yeah, how about that? We both want a wrestling singlet. 9049 of the text line, a 1969 Drake men's basketball jersey. Of course, Drake with those terrific teams back then in the Missouri Valley Conference and advancing far into the NCAA tournament for the Bulldogs.
Rick Wanamaker out of Marengo. I don't know if Rick is still around or his family's around, but that was one of the guys on the team, Dolph Pulliam.
Yep.
I can't remember the others offhand, but that was a terrific team that ended up playing Lou Alcindor in UCLA, I believe.
Yeah, they did. 67-12, Niall Kinnick's Heisman Trophy. Well, let's just go right to the top. There are no boundaries as far as our topics are concerned on Friday. So, Niall Kinnick's Heisman Trophy. There you go. Let's see. One that I have here written is, I would love to have the football from the Immaculate Reception from Pittsburgh. Not even though I'm not a Pittsburgh or an Oakland fan or whatever the case may be, I just think that would be an amazing piece of memorabilia to own. The football that was may or may not have touched a Pittsburgh player before it meandered into the hands of Franco Harris.
Maybe you have this in your possession, Scott. I don't know, but give me the last microphone or the last tape recorder Bob Brooks used.
Oh.
Or maybe his first one. I don't know.
I do not. That I do not. But boy, that would be. We do own some Bob Brooks paraphernalia. I do not own it. The station does. A couple things that Bob did use during his tenure way back in the day when he was at the old KCRG. And yeah, we still have that here at the studio. Very good. Very good out there. That came up with that one. How about Ron Gonders too? Of course, Ron still may have all his stuff. Who knows?
No, I just want a shoe.
The big shoe out there. 319-366-1600. A couple more minutes here if you would like to weigh in as far as memorabilia that you would like to own as far as sports are concerned. Don't forget, coming up on Monday, Jordan Bohannon will join us. Was scheduled to join us today, had something come up as far as academics and studies are concerned, so he is going to join us coming up on Monday. So tune in for that. We got Caddy Smack coming up next week, our next edition that'll be coming up on Wednesday of next week for you as well, right here on KGYM.
Appreciate all the interaction. It's always fun to come up with these topics, and we've actually gotten a couple suggestions going forward, and I think they're always fun. And again, we appreciate the interaction because you folks out there make it what it is.
Indeed. Indeed. And again, if you have a suggestion as far as what you would like to have as far as a topic, let us know at 319-366-1600. You can also go, as we mentioned, to our Twitter accounts, KGYM Twitter account as well, Facebook account from KGYM, anywhere you want to leave it. And we will take a look at it and probably include it in a Friday topic as we go through the spring and the summer. And again, we got live sports coming up this weekend. Not esports. We have actual live sports on network television coming up this weekend. Race at Darlington with NASCAR, and we've got a golf exhibition match, I believe, on TNT, both coming up on Sunday. We'll talk about that on Monday, just how things went. Not so much who won and whatnot, but just kind of what we found out how sports are going to be in our new normal, if you will. So looking forward to that this weekend and looking forward to talking about that coming up on Monday.
Yeah, I would expect, especially the NASCAR ratings, to be very, very good because that's what we saw with the NFL draft and other things that have come up during this time that we're in right now.
Yeah, I think you're going to be right. I don't see any way they cannot be up from what they have been, and I think it'd be great for sports, and I think there are going to be some curious people out there just to tune in to see something that's a little bit more like normal and normalcy out there. So it's going to be interesting to see those ratings and how they play out, and it'll be interesting to see how everything goes on the track, because like you said with baseball, there aren't going to be any brawls now, or how do you even conduct a brawl? How do you conduct a racing dust-up? So that's going to be interesting to see if there is such a thing at Darlington. But we'll talk about that and take it in on Monday. Have a great weekend, Mark, and we'll talk on Monday.
Sounds great. Talk to you later.
All right. You've been listening to The Gym Class here on KGYM. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday at 3.
Introducing a new podcast, ESPN Daily, hosted by me, Mina Kimes. When you want to go beyond your feed, when you want to get inside the score, when you want to get behind the highlight, there's ESPN Daily. Go deeper into the stories of the moment. Get the exclusive access and insider perspective